Shamshas Rav Shalom Masakabal Pras, the Moir Shemayim Aleichem. Antignus, Kvar Bialnu ki Bamesha Yehilo Nashim Ovis Oilam, Lehoya ki Yetimim Bizman Shalahem, Hoyim Alam de Musul Oilam, that because these people were unusual and they were out of the Ovis Oilam, they were the ones that taught Musa. It says somewhere, the Rambam says on a Tainis they would take people to be Mokhiach Da'am, and it said that they were Yirei Shemayim in the Urav. Yirei Shemayim in the Urav is an important chelik of the one giving Musa, because Musa is always the pshat that you hear the emes mitzad the person. L'mashal, if I tell somebody about a halach he doesn't know, then I don't need to be smarter than him. The person could be a goyin olam, he skipped one sifkat mishabura, I have to learn a sifkat, and I tell him, you're supposed to do this and this. That's not necessarily, you need somebody bigger. You don't need somebody bigger to yell at somebody and threaten him. I could be a face, whatever it is, and I have a koyach I could have you thrown out of the yeshiva. So I'm threatening you, if you don't do this and this, then this and this will happen. That's also not nafka gadol to katan. Musa is just the etzem being ma'ir in a kud of emes, of toiv in a person, is when it's coming from a person who's toiv himself. So the musa that a person gives, real musa, is when I come and tell somebody, listen, it's not a tachlis. Life has to have a tachlis. You have to grow. You have to this. You have to that. The erech of my words are in direct proportion to my personal erech. If it's coming from somebody who is not a big, the divrei musa that come from somebody who's not a big tzaddik, don't make a reshim, because I don't hear the sound of the emes coming from somebody. When it's coming from somebody who is himself holding there, so the words he says, they carry the whole mitzvah of the person. But there were many Anashim Gedolim who were not terribly great speakers. Rav Aaron Kotler was Mipchinat rhetoric. His words, it was very hard to understand him. He talked a mile a minute. But there was a fire in the person that came through the words, and the whole metzias, the person was mochiach, not the words. Same thing with Moshe. Moshe was also not a great speaker, but the whole sense of tzidkis, the whole sense of anova, the whole sense of goodness came through in the words, and that's divrei musa. Divrei musa is where the words themselves, the toiv shebam, is what turns on, and that's why the big people of each generation were the people that had to say Musa. Okay, for Erech, Madregas Malosim, or Madregas Musa Shalem. That's one of the big things by the Baal and Musa, that they did not say a shmuz unless they were holding by it. There's all sorts of Gedolei Musa that they sometimes cancel a shmuz. They said they weren't prepared, and it wasn't a problem the Chazal with the Vart, that they had plenty. It was a problem. They didn't feel in the mood they could be machiach and give the musa and so on and so forth. So there's a famous maisa, chassidish maisa. I don't remember if it was with the chiddush erim or the sfas emes, maybe even the kashrus. So and that cheder, and they said he said over a word from his rebbe, and they were neshtemim from it. Was the Vara Vechai Behem, and they said that the Shtemus is, he wouldn't have said the Vara if it was a holding by it. So, upon him, the holding by a Vara is the Erech of the person, that's Erech of the Musa. Ke'a Musa Shamashim Natsadik Kail Kalailam. Shri Omal Gimel Dvar Mailam Aimit. Ve'kachoy Musa Shatik Shi Seichoy. Things that are a lot more cloistic and things that are Chayvek, the entire Musa Avaida. Asher bevar Hashem, bevar Hashem bevar kol kol maise adam. Ki kol maise adam ruim shiu painim avadasei isparach. So entire scope of activity. He was saying a cholistic, a sweeping thing. Al tiu kavodim and so on. Kichol ma'isa adam ruin shi poinu avodah sismah. Ufikach oma al tiu kavodim shash asrael kavod pras. Bimoyo shemayim aleichem. Oidus by a seda tignus ach Hashem atzadik. And later on he's going to explain also where a tignus comes specifically of Hashem atzadik. Now a bunch of shaylas. Eicha mal tiu kavodim shash asrael kavod pras. The Torah says, "L'mayi yitav l'choy ma'yuchay amecha, v'chemin mekoy ma'is harbe, ve'oid, the harei amrinan, the v'perik kamer ba'basra, ha'oyme le'selazu le'tzdaka ma'shichim b'niyar, is it tzadik oma? Ve'eichoma ar lehav v'kavodim shashal shashal kavod pras, the oid kash, by the way, it's a stam mulfag of Urcha, this would be a rabbi, I don't know if the Olam heard him, the Rimnitzer. The Rimnitzer was, he came from Russia. In Russia he had done tremendous pa'ulois for Yiddishkeit, and he had a reputation of being a tremendous Baal Moifis. Very, very strange on Haggis. His hours were like just completely off. I mean, Mincha Mayer Shachis was just completely off. And for Tzkuf, he lived in Arzabir, actually, the building next door to mine. And it was a very interesting mice. Yabacha from the Mir once came by the Shtibul, and the Rebbe grabbed hold of him and said he wants to make a kvias with him. And they would learn every night from 12 to 1 or 11 to 12. They'd learn Gemara. And at the end of the year, the Bacha was nifta. The terror mice was in Har Tzofim, and he got dried out. Whatever. It was very interesting. But Lemaisa, the Bacha once said over a word from him. He said this Gemara, I'm a seller, do the stock of our sheikh, and it's more put down on Shana also. So Rashi says, Behu sheye rogel bekach. So they ask, so the Pasha Pshad is, that the person gives stock anyways, a bald stock, but he happens to have a child who's not well, so he does it for that also. So there's an ansari that his kavanah was to give it to stock no matter what. They want it to be an eretz chus, which is not an avro. The Rebbe said, Behu sheye rogel bekach means that he's ruggle, that he can make nisim happen, and when he gives money, the child gets better. So then his das is, it's not asmach to balma, but his das is taka on it. Very, very interesting pshat coming from him. It's al-kapadim. That's the fact. Void kosh. Shama ele kavodim shashal sarashal kavod pras. Vichezer avodim shashal kavod pras. I mean, every effort is in it because he wants something out of it. Ve lo yetzach leima, it's not, nobody's there and doesn't want to get paid. Why does the term Shemayim is used for that? I guess even though you have a lot of time, Shem Shemayim is Chal, Shem Shemayim is this, and Shem Shemayim is Kaddish, but I guess there's a difference between Shemayim, Shem Shemayim, Agaponim, good. Upirish Maimazer Shevada Ika Vedashbach me Ava Vim Yasa Bishwolskar Dovaza Eino Ikar Havoida. So that certainly is not the Ikar Havoida. Let me explain something here that is people make a mistake and just don't quite understand it. The what does it mean? It's the same as the definition of Lishma, which is where the Rambam makes this distinction. Ahava versus, I mean, there are all sorts of questions, but when you're Oyev, you like it also. So let's explain it. If I ask a person, I ask two people, why are you swimming? Why do you go swimming? Every day you go swimming, why do you go swimming? So one person answers me, that's what I love doing. This is my life. My life is about swimming. And from the different time I was 4 years old, I was splashing in a pool, and this is where I feel that I express myself, I realize myself, I'm a swimmer, that's me. A second person says, when you go swimming, I suffer from a bad back, and it's hard for me. I swim, it strengthens my muscles, my back muscles, and I walk around, and it's very good for me. So the ultimate goal is one step away from the thing itself. divided between things that I can actually say, this is my fulfillment, this is me, this is the otachlis, and for things that are emtsoim. Schar means, anything I do for schar means it's not the ultimate tachlis. I'm doing this, converting it into money. I work in the office all day. That gets converted into money. The money gets converted into apples, oranges, cars, whatever it is that I want or need. So the mahalach of schar means it's not the final realization of what I want. Ava is, this is the realization, this is what I want. So avoida is not for schar, that's not ikra avoida. That's not the tachos of avoida, the etzem. Omnom, mikol makoim, afim oimid shaschar shegilo hu tzadik omer. It is perfectly correct to work. In other words, I am not fakruming anything if I do it for schar, because that is also something which is in the seder hadvarim. The lemashal, if a person swims because he wants to strengthen his muscles, that swimming, that is also a function of swimming, and it's not wrong. Masha Enkin, if I'm swimming here so that you can't use the swimming pool now, that's a misusage of the swimming and its tachlis. The mahalach of, in order that I get schar, because we'll see the next piece that he's going to explain, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give schar, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael to have what they need and what's good for them, it is not a wrong mahalach. It's not the right tachlis, but it's tzaddik in the sense that it is a within the mahalach of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that is correct. And we'll see, he'll explain a little bit more. Rak, be'umas ha'olam ein tzaddik, k'nisipei kam v'basr, v'atam, k'kasha oisir v'tzein Hashem Yisbarach hu tzaddik, v'Hashem Yisbarach roitze sh'yat toiv v'Yisrael, v'reize sh'oim ha'rei selo ze l'tztokam nashi yichye b'ni, oi sh'e ben olam haba. So, because that the kavanis he has is in line with appropriate kavanis, then it's not bad. Let's give a mashal. Let's say I have workers for me, and I want them to produce whatever it is that I'm making, and so on. And so, obviously, the worker who works because he likes producing the cars or the computers, so that's the best worker in the world. The engineer really enjoys thinking up of a new computer. But let's say a person, I give good schar, the person gets good schar, and he's happy with it, and he works well because of that. So, that's good. In other words, I'm happy, even though it's not the tachlis, but since it's good to have workers that are paid well, I'm quite okay to have that you should get paid well. Let's say, so if the worker charges me a little more money, but I know that the money is going, but I know that it increases his sense of working well because of it, I'm fine with that as well. But let's say somebody delivers pizza to me, or somebody's selling me goods, and he overcharges me, then I'm upset, because that person's welfare is bichlal not on my agenda. Klal Yisrael is a vehicle for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So the things that make the vehicle effective are within the realm of a ratzon of Hashem, and therefore it's not krum or off. It's not the ultimate goal. Masha'inke umasoylem, where their well-being kishma atzma is not a tachlis, there we say it's not. Well, the figures that come, Avum Asoylam in Roy Loimakach. And it's an extraordinary Havana. Vim hoye efshel loyle bloy um tsoyle, hoye der ze nexsh of my loyle. Not the kashpoch who hates um tsoyle, but the ikker is um tsoyle is only a chitimtze. And the melon a chitimtze, it's something which, if I could do without it, I would do without it. Rakshi efshel loyle bloy um tsoyle, kosher achna vaka macha. Lefikach, So when the Umas Olam does it for its own hanor, there's no rotzen in that kiyum. Shrei do niel nena, shenosin eitzel a kairish hal tztoka, kasha tztoka elos ishavu machusay. The reason why the niel was punished when he told the Bukhanetza to give tztoka was because the tachz of the tztoka was to help make his malchus good. Abi Yisrael utzari gomo, ka toiv Yisrael yivitzayin yisparach. אם כן, בזה שהמסלו זו המנה שיהיו בן העולם הבא, זהו רצון השם יסברך. ואין פירוש צדיק גומר צדיק גודל. It doesn't mean that he's צדיק גומר, the sense like we say this guy's a צדיק גומר, he's a gewaltic, you know, there's nothing missing or something. That's not the intent of the word צדיק גומר. Rather it means, our pure צדיק בליך יסר. In other words, it's perfectly in line with Avodah. Or בליך יסר, to see this. אבל מידל יוינה שניקר עובד מאב לגמרי אין לו משל זה קבל פרס ובפיר שם לקח בפרק כמה דבר זרה במצווי שך החופץ מאוד אומר אבל זה במצווי שך חופץ חפץ ולא בשכר so certainly that's not the ultimate כדת נן הוא היה אימא על תיו כבוד המשל של זרב על נסה קבל פרס הרי לך מבוא כי עיקר מצווה שיח פויץ ומצווייסוף. Let's give another dugman, another marshal. Let's say somebody is nice to his wife. Not because he likes her or because he thinks she's a good person. But he says to himself, if you're nice to your wife, there's a nice family atmosphere, and the family is a happy family. So, certainly, it's not the ultimate kavana, but it's a kavana in line. The wife also wants a very happy family atmosphere, and it's within, that person is not krum. He hasn't reached a point where he wants to do it just because she wants it, but b'cholayfin, having a happy family is part of her intent as well. But let's say he wants to, let's say he's very nice to her because chveis, he wants her to leave him a big Yerusha that she has from someplace else. That is certainly wrong. It's perverted because that's not part of the Mahalach of Kavanas. So in the correct Mahalach of Kavanas, there could be best and good. So that's what he means over here. Kitnanu yo'ime al tiyu kavodim amshar shal kavas. Arilichob refuah ke'ika mitzvah that he should want the mitzvahs. Not a person should feel the sense of his mitzvahs, his accomplishment in doing the mitzvahs.
Why is the Torah telling us to do something which is, you know, only somewhat b'di'evid?
Well, that's not. It's a correct description of the Olam HaMitzvah.
Hey, what is the title of Laman? What I mean, Laman. What does the word Laman mean?
The Laman means not for the purpose of, but this brings about this. You know, the ultimate Lishma, the Torah can't really talk about, because that's Kilu Kavana beyond a word, in a sense. The Torah is telling you this is the Mahalach of Mitzvahs, in that Hatava comes with it, and so on. The pasuk is being megalatos, the world of mitzvahs, which includes this inyan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a description of the world of mitzvahs. Of course, it's a full description of what mitzvahs go to lead to. But the Lishma, the Rambam says that, you know, when you the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos and Zakdama to Sanhedrin says that he brings a mashal agavurcha. It's just like when you're training a child, you start by giving him candies, then you give him clothing or money, and then you give him covet, and then if he's worthy of it, megalin loy razeh. The Rambam seems to, and Moira, the Rambam seems to say that the kavana of lishma is not an easy kavana. It's not a kavana that you can say it for hamoin am, and it has any meaning. Just like if you speak about Shabbos to a tzibur that's not frum at all, you speak about sort of food and this and that, that's mashpi on a person. But you speak to them about the family being together, getting away from the work, thinking about other things. You describe it with a lot of things that are correct and are appropriate kavanas to Shabbos. But the ultimate sense of being made under Borei Olam and Kedusha Shabbos is something that, if you're not there yet, you're going to have a very hard time explaining it. So the Torah itself is a Torah that's written for the klal. Things that are shayach only to Yechidim don't, you know, the klal is a chomesh lemikra. The Torah is written so that there are no philosophies in the Torah. The Torah is written so that the Chomish and Mikra deheres it the way Moshe Rabbeinu deheres it. Each one can deher it. So in Yonim that are not Shaykh to the Hamoin is not written. There's a Mahalach in the world of Hatava in every way. The Hatava of Mitzvahs, the Hatava of Chavainish come together. And that's Shaykh to tell to a Ben Chomish and Mikra also.
I understand.
What?
I understand.
Okay. The Efshele Farish, and by the way, also I guess Maima Muska, I think that the Rambam is very, very important, not only pedagogically. In other words, Klal Gadol is, I don't need the Rambam to tell me how to teach kids. That's an umnes that Lamdim should do and so on. The Rambam is talking to me, I think, a much bigger side. And I think, as Adam, it's something that I just mentioned because we're speaking with a team of Netaira. You can't skip steps. You can't. Skipping steps doesn't get you where you should go. Because if you're not ready to inherit, a kid needs to inherit cheder in terms of candy, not in terms of Olam Haba. An older child needs to inherit in terms of money, not in terms of Olam Haba. What happens is people learn to say things that they're not holding by, and then it becomes a sheker. If a person's kavanis are beyond where he really is, so then what he learns is to repeat things that are not emes, and to think that he's holding by someplace that he, or to give himself a guilt conscience you're holding to someplace. And when a person emotional speaks openly, if a person is capable to say, I enjoy the learning, but people are doing better than me, and it really weighs down on me, that is good. Then the person can work with himself. If a person is afraid to say that because the learning is all the shmon, who's the canon, who's this and that, then the person is not going anywhere. The same thing with a kid. If a kid learns to say things that he's not holding by because he's expected to say it, then he's not tzeig. What he's going to do is he's going to learn not to be emes to himself, and either at some point it'll platz or whatever. There was a young bachur in yeshiva now. His father is not about tshuva, but he's kind of became like very firm, and he's, it means well, but he's very tough. The kid's got a teva that's not so easy for him to learn. He's a very, very bright kid. And one of the mashkirim yeshiva, one of the mashkichim came over to him and asked him, Avram, how are things going? He said, oh, great. He said, that's not true. It's not going great. Learning is hard. It's boring, isn't it? You know, let's be honest. There's nothing wrong with saying that it's boring for a 16 or 17-year-old kid. He's a very young kid. It's a drag. Be honest. Say it. It's important to do it, but you know, be honest with yourself. It's very hard when you train kids. When a kid can't say that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur davening is long and dreary, but rather, what are you talking about? You're sitting in front of kids are covered. How can you imagine it being long and dreary? Then the kid doesn't know what to do. So his mind goes through a few calculations. Either he learns to say really, really inspired when he's not, or he's going to say, listen, as long as my father's around, I have to say these things. But let's say it's tough, it's difficult. You know, it takes a long time to appreciate it. You could even say you have to be there for davening because the Torah is mechayev. That's fine. But the emes what it is, and let kids know, you know, and the klal is, if a kid is able to find his tivim as he goes along and he grows from stage to stage, he will eventually grow up into being a very fine ben Torah. If he's not, then trouble starts. There's nothing worth saying to a child, you should be playing basketball 2-3 hours a day. It's good. Someday, in another year or two, you'll start maturing, you'll have more discipline, you'll be able to sit another hour and a half, and so on. Instead of telling the kid, you'd only know how good learning was, you wouldn't want to play basketball, you don't have a geschmack of learning, that's why not. It's wrong. You start with the teva of the person and figure out what his emes teva is, and move with that teva along. You know, and Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to, it's interesting, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was a crazy masmid himself. His mother was Lo Yehuman. I mean, I know him already, older years, I mean, he was well, but younger years, he was a very, very, very powerfully physical person. He could, you know, even when he was sick, when he would close the door, the building would shake. He was a very powerful person. And when he was young, he was a tremendous had tremendous ava fitness. His mother was uncanny. But for his kids and for the people around him, he very much did not like it when kids were pushed through things that was not natural for them. And he would always say that in those days in Yerushalayim, the Litvish and the Prushim used to wear shtreimels also. The little kids used to wear shtreimels, like an 8-9-year-old kid you'd see sometimes coming wearing a shtreimel. Reb Chaim is saying a shmuz. Whoever wears a shtreimel at the age of 8 will remain at the age of 8 for the rest of his life. That was the way he expressed it. In other words, a kid has to know, he has to grow into things, and that's why my personal feeling, again, I'm not repaying, so kids should wear colored shirts longer, kids should play ball longer. There has to be a sense of maturing into a process. It's not a chachma because the kid's teva is not there. Can you force a kid out of his teva? Yes, you can. Is it a smart idea to do so? The answer is no. Is it true that the Vilna Gaon at the age of 3 was learning Shas? Yes. But he was the Vilna Gaon before that. And that was his Tivim, and that was his Kishon, that was Metzius. The Torah speaks to a person. A person is called by Schar. Lishma is the high, high, high darga. The Rambam says all of Torah was given to a person. That's the Rambam Makis, the Rambam Shnai, says that a Kaddish Baruch Hu was Marbe Torah Mitzvahs, Rosh Zaks Yisrael, because in Torah Mitzvahs, he says, since Olam Haba Shayach to Lishma, so maybe if you do a lot of mitzvahs, you do one of them Lishma. So all of the mitzvahs for a whole lifetime is so that there's one of them that struck home and a person really, really finds that